to your place.
So you're listening to 104.6 Residual Radio from Auckland, Residual Community Coalition. It's not Auckland anymore, it's Aotearoa Residual Community Coalition. It's Joby here, and today's topic that we're going to talk about is how to start a business, right? And I'm going to talk about a very important topic too, because the important news that's going to come up, and most people have started talking about it. And today, Gaulik is not here, so, you know, and it's going to be a good day. Right, and all your listeners, just be, you know, put your mind up and open yourself so you can learn today how to run a business or start a business and what else that you have to look for. And if you're already started a business, what you have to do to improve it or what else you haven't done, right? So you can look forward for it. And so I'll talk to you soon, and let's start with a beautiful song. I think it was from one of the recent movie. It's about like how music it is and how music were with the nature, right? So I kind of like the song, so let you guys listen to it.
அடங்கும் கருமேகம் முட்டும் போது வெண்ணெங்கும் மோதிக்க அணிகை தட்டும் போது கரையெங்கும் மோதிக்க
Yes, you are back online as our Tarawa Reset Community Coalition's Resettle Radio. And it's Reset Radio because remember that we were talking about it last time that we have changed the name into Reset Radio. And today, Gaulak is not here, but he's attending, I think the ARCC was attending a Chinese event, and they even live broadcasted. If you haven't checked it, just go to the Facebook and just check it out. And today's topic that we, because I was wondering, all right, what I'm going to talk today. And then I ended up finding it. All right, so something that people, you know, started talking about it is the capital gain tax, right? Which was, introduced by, Labour Party now. And it has been on news and it has been, it made people talk about it. But major issue on our community is, the transformation of information is pretty hard. So I thought maybe today I should talk about how would you be concerned about capital gain tax, and also about, how you can start a business and what you have to look forward to, how you can motivate yourself to how you can start it, what you have to do as a step towards, starting a business. And as to myself, I did, I think the last year I did a Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship and at the University of Auckland. So I went to the workshop and I've been educated about how, you run a business or how you start a business and how you, ideate from yourself. So because, you have to come up with idea, right? And then it should be marketable, right? Because one of the guy, I think that he was one of my friend, right? So he came with an idea to sell soaps, right? And which is made out of herbal materials. And he was saying, all right, I'm going to sell the soap. And the question was that there is a lot of complication about what the soap is and, having knowledge about what the composition of the soap would be and whether it is safe to use, right? Whether, it's clinically approved, because all the medicinal project or anything that's going under is going to the compliance in New Zealand to check for quality and compliance. So this is where that people have stuck in, just because, not knowing what to do next, because we might have moved in to New Zealand, right, from resettled communities, either migrants or refugees. You are totally new. We do know that you are new. So that's why we are delivering this news. And the major concern for many of the businesses is the capital gain tax. All right, let's talk about what is capital gain tax. So capital gain tax is to apply, it's a tax that's towards sale of residential properties or businesses, shares, or land and buildings, but expect the family home. And even intangibles like intellectual properties or goodwill, right? So the tax rate are more likely to be, set at the income earners' top track rates. It's likely to be 33% for the most, right? So which is what the government has been talking, because they were thinking that they can gain nearly $1.3 billion by introducing capital gain tax and, pour that money into solving our societal issues, especially with the housing and especially with the other issues that already around New Zealand. So, which is very concerning, and, and gaining a tax is one of the proposition to be made out. Government have to gain somewhat money so that they could run, things that, for the people and for service for the people, and also advocate for things, also even run the entire parliament. So one of the question that when I came in is, with very less background about what New Zealand is, even with what New Zealand taxation system is, right? Because, you know, we never had that, you know, differences, that much of differences in taxation. In here is very much individually taxed, and sometimes you, if you're already working, you might pay, you know, a payee tax, right, which is, you know, it's straight ahead from your employer, right? If they, you know, if your minimum wage is like, you know, it's going to be said to be $16 to $18, right? So if your minimum wage to be $16 and you do pay a specific amount of tax to the Inland Revenue, and then you also do tax claim on the end of the year, right? So that go to the government, and the government receive the money, and they pour into the services and, you know, and support that they provide to the community and to grow the community with infrastructure and economic growth. But one of the hardest thing is about capital gain tax. Mostly talk about is the property tax, right? Because most of them are really concerned about what does the residential property tax gonna be, right? And even with businesses, because you're thinking, all right, I do have a very coolest idea, right, on the planet. It might be, you know, selling a genetically modified flower, or it might be, you know, selling, you know, amazing clothes that you have made, right? Because, you know, I know that, you know, even my mom is very good at making clothes. So even myself, I make, you know, some kind of clothes, right? So, you know, my mom is very good at making clothes. So, you know, even with ethnic communities, we does have the quality of, you know, making clothes, or even, you know, making feed, or, you know, something that you wanted to run as a business, right? So understand what does it businesses. Business is something that you do to the consumers, right, who are potential consumers, that you do good or service, you provide a good or you provide a service for in exchange for money. That's what the business is. But nowadays, we do have different structure in businesses. Some businesses are not for profit, right, which are called social enterprises. Most of the social enterprises, they work towards not gaining profit. So it's, you know, pretty much solving social issues using businesses. And on the other side, is there is businesses who gain profit, and they also make good profit, and they also provide the service and goods needed for the people, right? Especially the food, shelter. Even you go to Pack and Serve, you see all the brands, you see all the feeds, and you could just see how many businesses all over there, right? And there's enormous number of businesses in New Zealand. Right, so it's very concern for them for the capital gain tax, because, you know, the capital gain get all, you know, go back to how capital gain was maintained over the years for the businesses, even for the shares. Because if you own a business, let's say you bought a share in Apple like 50 years before, you might be rich now, right? To be honest, right? I wish I had bought, you know, shares from Apple. Right. So, you know, all the companies have shares, right? So shares mean that, you know, it's kind of a, you could say, you know, companies does a shareholdership, so that they hold a percentage share, and that percentage share would be off, you know, it will be open for people who are investors to buy them off. So people who go and just buy shares, they by the ownership of the company. And one part of the good benefit is if the company is well growing, and you are not randomly going to go and buy it, you just know that this price is going to go up, right? Or you just know that this company will make good money because Apple, you know, produce good products, right? And we does, you know, this company can make good money, right, in 10 to 20 years. And then over 10 years, the value of the share would go increase. But the capital gain tax would portion gain tax over the share that's increasing in value. Why would that be? Because that's a way government, you know, could ensure that they account as income, right? Because sometimes, let's say I own a property which is like $1.3 billion, right? And I own that property. Let's say I don't own the property, but let's say that I own the property. And the price would be like, say, in 10 years, the price might be like, let's say, $5 million, right? And if I bought it for $1.3 million, I'm gaining $5 million. And I still haven't sold it, right? But I'm still gaining the money, right? My capital is gained over the years, right? That's how most of the property investors made money. Because property investors, what they do, they buy a house, right? Let's say, you know, there was a house in Glenfield, right? It's good looking. It's like, you know, newly refurbished or renovated or even, you know, newly built. And they bought the house and they kept it for over the years and they were learning that it's progressing. The housing market is progressing. So what they did, they sold it off. Even one of the example was, you know, that one of the time I was telling my mom, because the nearby house, you know, there was this lady, she bought the house and she built three houses on the property, right? And why? Because the unitary plan change, the Auckland unitary plan change. Oh, that's a different topic. I'm so much getting distracted here. It's so much talk about, right? So the Auckland City Council led people to build more houses. So it's a unitary plan change, and the unitary plan change led into people building more houses in a very small, very convenient spaces and utilize the space that, you know, left open. And this woman bought the house and they removed the house and they built three houses and she sold those three houses and made good money. And in one way or the other, it's also a capital gain. Why? Because, you know, as a person see, we do have a higher housing market. And, you know, it's just going down now, but it was way higher before, right? And people can't afford to buy a house in Auckland, especially in Auckland. And, you know, and this was the biggest driver or major social issues and major social disparities. And that's even been showcased that how, you know, the foreign investors, they came in and they bought the houses and they started gaining money by selling to the other. And I even read about, you know, I think there's a real estate agent. He made like nearly $800,000, right, within a day by selling one single house. He bought a house and then he sold it and then he got $800,000 on the hand, right? And I was like, how that's even possible? Because that's how the demand of the housing is. Right, and exchange of one house to the other, it's just exchange of house to the investor. One investor sell to the other investor, right? And they hold the house for years and then they gain the money, right? So that's how investors gain money from the property. And the property, you know, capital gain tax also thought to be going to be preventing the investment on housing and also making housing as a shelter homes. But in one way, you know, it's also, you know, putting a pressure on rental houses, because it's going to put a pressure on rental houses because some people gain money through renting their own property. And they're also gaining capital gain from renting a house because, you know, that's also a capital gain. And if that's considered capital gain, and then they still have to pay money to the government for, you know, renting a house. And that's also going to put the pressure on, you know, landlords. And they're going to put a pressure on renters, right? And if you're living in a rental home, you might be concerned just because, you know, they might increase your rent. And if the rents go higher, and then that's the second era of problems. But let's hope that things can be solved and things can be way better. And this is how, you know, it's going to hit, you know, Kiwis so bad, right? Because, you know, if you do have those and you have to be concerned, you have to go back to, you know, capital gain tax. Even you can Google yourself or you can go to Larrabini and look for what are the changes to the capital gain tax and what are the changes to the current taxation system. Especially if you own a business or property, right? Look forward for even a share or even all lands, right? And even they also taxing intellectual property. So that's why it's connected very well to the business, because, you know, it's going to, you know, the ownership of business and ownership of your shares, right? If you even own a share, you're also going to be get taxed on, right? And this is going to be the next level, right? And your intellectual property gain is also going to be taxed, because sometime, you know, you might have a patent, right? Patent means that, you know, to protect your intellectual property, you go to the, you know, intellectual property office and file a patent for yourself because you've done something that's very specific and it's not done by any other. You want to make sure you have the rights to commercialize it, right? You have the right to sell it, right? So this is why, you know, the capital gain tax has been a biggest talk between many people in New Zealand, right? And I even was listening even at radio, even at, you know, television, there was people talking about a capital gain tax. And there was a major talk, you know, even with people talking about backlash to, you know, the government, because, you know, government have been trying to solve things, but capital gain might be a backlash, right? But, you know, it's also going towards what's going to be the next steps, you know, what's going to be happening towards, you know, whole system. And, you know, even you understood, you know, the way things are taxed here, even with inland revenue, you know, if you find so confused, do one thing is ring a inland revenue, right? It's very easy to do so. You can go to, you know, online and search for inland revenue and then ring them up and just ask them for, you know, what, you know, what sort of tax that I had to pay and what were the current changes to inland revenue, right? And if you do know, you know, what does, you know, those services, then they also even have online services that's available for you to just log in and also look for things, right? And just look for what would be the major changes that, you know, that you have to look for, right? Because especially if you are business and employees, that you have to look for those changes to capital gain tax. And also look for technical, you know, tax policies, you know, what, you don't need to be confusing yourself. You can simply ask them that this is what I do and what sort of tax I need to pay. And why? Because tax evasion is a crime, right? And it has been in all over news. Many people have done it. And, you know, it's also going to your criminal record. So don't do that. So maybe if you are confused, just go and simply ask Inland Revenue or just ring ARCC office and ask them for help and ask them that I'm finding so hard to understand what the taxation system is and would you be able to, you know, get a clarification for. Because that's what, you know, ARCC is for, right? It's for you to provide the service and support that you needed. And you can always ring in and they are very welcome people, right? And just think about, you know, why you have to do it just because, you know, it's good for the government and good for the economic and good for infrastructure development, right? And it's good for things to run, right? Because, you know, this is how government runs, right? Based on the taxation and tax money that's go back into, you know, pouring back into running the government, right? And one of the reasons that I mentioned in La Revenue, it just, you know, it just made a lot of changes to online system now. So most of the things that you can do is just, you can do that online. And you can even work out your tax on annual income calculator. You also, you know, estimate your working family tax credit because you're also eligible for a family tax credit, right? And, you know, you can check whether you are eligible for it. And you also could, you know, check for your KiwiSaver deduction or pay deductions, you know, how much you should be deducted, right? Because at some time it might be confusion for people to know. If you're getting a pay slip, look at your pay slip, you know, how much you are getting deducted and, you know, how much you are paying to the inland revenue. And make sure that you claim your tax because most people, you know, doesn't even know what is tax return is. Tax return happen every year, right? So, you know, it's come up on your online system and you go and file in and just say, oh, this is how much I tax paid and how much they pay you back, right? So you could just get some tax return. Just be honest, like, it's pretty good, right? And, you know, getting some money at the end of the year and having a good holiday, right? So that's what we wanted, you know, Hawaii, right? Yeah, so that's where you could look at, right? It's just looking at, you know, where you can put the money on and also making sure, you know, you had that, you know, information of your, you know, tax credits or, you know, or your tax codes, you know, because sometimes taxes differ. And most of the tax code, you know, form, they does have, because, you know, you might go into the, you know, getting employed and you might have given a tax form, IRD form to fill in. So at the back of it, you have a very descriptive information about where your tax code going to be, right? At some time, it might be confusing. So if you find it confusing, you can still ring the IRD and just ask them, you know, I am just finding it hard. Can you tell me which tax code I should use, right? So which is, you know, which is what pretty cool. I'm being honest, it's pretty cool, right? And just remember those ones, and remember that capital gain tax will be in effect, but it's still on trial. They're just looking at, you know, how effective it could be, and it's going to be a report back to the government and see what sort of changes, major, you know, major changes that they can look for. And the good thing is for you is being prepared. So that's why we are having this conversation, right? And it's majorly would affect some of the, you know, people who have already started a business or might be, you know, starting up, right? So they might be finding it difficult to start up, right? And they might be, you know, still struggling, right? Just because they don't understand how the capital gain tax is going to be taxed, right? Or might be, you know, finding it difficult, even because, you know, some of the intellectual property tax, you know, we talked about intellectual properties are majorly driven, and, you know, New Zealand is very special for science and innovation because, you know, in here, you know, if you do have a brightest idea and you pop it in and, you know, even you made a robot, let's say, you know, you made a robot, you know, who can talk to you or he can, you know, empathize with you. That's pretty good idea, right? So you could just, if you made something and you could get a, you know, intellectual property rights and you could like get a patent for it, right? And even trademark for your businesses is also considered intellectual property, right? Even, I think that even, you know, the Dove soap, you know, even, you know, yeah, New Zealand, the whole fern and everything were trademarked, right? So it's pretty much protected by intellectual property so that people won't steal each other's, you know, stuff and just, you know, just pretend that they are in New Zealand. I can sell a ticket with Air New Zealand. No, I can't, right? Because of intellectual property rights. So this is where, you know, people looking at it because brands' values increase because we talked about last, I think it was last time that we talked about Apple brand's value has been increased, right? It reached the highest rate ever just for its logo, right? The logo, the design just, you know, reached the highest value, right? That's the brand value. So this is where people gain capital gains. So this is where it's going to be taxed forward to, right? And let's get back to that, you know, the 10 steps. You know, we do have steps to, you know, how to start a business and why it's important and how you start, you know, just from yourself. We would talk about it. Like how you sit down yourself and find out what you can do and how we can take your next step and what about the other step and where else that you have to look forward to, right? And the one of the, you know, good thing that I learned about, you know, starting a business, because I started a business, you know, I started the business, right? And, you know, it's an overtime process. It's not going to be an overnight work. It just might be, you know, over a year's work, right? And so just look forward for it, and we will talk back and we will come back. You are listening to 104.6, the Planet FM, and then let's listen to a song. I think it was from very old, but it's talk about the old story back in, you know, my country. And let's listen to this song and just be emerging. I'm going to play all the Tamil songs today. Just, yeah. Yeah. You are back online. Is 104.6 is Planet FM and is Reset Radio. I'm trying to fix it, right? And is run by our Tura Reset Community Coalition and is shortly RCC. And today we were talking about the capital gain tax. We talked about capital gain tax, what you have to look for if you are a property owner, if you are a business owner, right? If you own shares, if you do have intellectual property, right? And what else that we have talked about is, what sort of things that you might have trouble with, and, even with taxation, how you can look out for in Land Revenue Department, which is IRD, right? So what sort of things that, remembering your tax code, whether finding things, pretty hard or complicated with, all the tax policies and tax changes. This has been happening in the right now, right? This has been happening right now, right? Even your, minimum wage is going to be increased, or look forward for it because it's increased from April 1st, right? So let's start talking about, how to run a business, because, even you are starting up, right, you might have a fantastic idea, or you wanted to be self-employed. And one of the things that I majorly talked is most of our vulnerable communities, especially, resettled communities, right, we come to here as a new, it's pretty much like a new person to the country, because we have no idea about how things works out. And we are very less likely to learn about, how businesses were run, and, what to look for, when you're running a business. So, which is primarily my objective today, is to teach you what you have to look for. One of the things that we do is ideation. It's called brainstorming, right? So we say, all right, so you have a fantastic idea. So you, gather up, or you make a team, or even you by yourself, just put, some post-it notes. You can buy post-it notes in normal bookstores or even at Warehouse Stationery if you go there, and get the post-it notes and put it on the wall, and then write, whatever that you think that you could sell, right? Who your consumers are, who you're going to sell to, and what you're selling, what service or good that you're providing, right? And why it is very important to people, why, what does the market, for, because, for example, say, selling a bread would be viable just because, it's primary need for most human. But the thing is that there are already people who are offering $1 bread. So the question is, how are we going to compete with it? So you brainstorm everything to just pile off and look for, how you can improve it, your idea into something as a viable business, right? And you ideate it at first, and then we call it as a market validation before you launch it, before you put yourself there, before you even, try yourself up. You prototype it. If you are making a dress, that you have to make a dress, right? Make a couple of them, right? And just prototype it and look for what changes you have to work. And then you do market validation. Market validation is pretty much like, it's kind of a focus group thingy, but you can ask, someone who doesn't know you, because they wouldn't give you a favorable choice. Or you can go to independent market validator, which is like marketing research people, but that's too much money. If you feel it's too much money, you can ask to people who to give you an honest opinion, right? As much how much they like your product, right? How much they think that is important, right? Write them down and make a market validation, right? Which is pretty good for yourself to understand what their expectations are and how well your product could do if that's going to a consumer hand, right? And how, important your product can be, so we can price it. Even people who do market validation, they also do like a quote price. So they price your product and ask them whether they can buy it, whether they can afford to buy it, because let's say that you while making, you know, something that's very essential, where it can be a food, right? And if I say, you know, I made a cupcake and I sell it for like $40, right? To be honest, that no one gonna buy it just because, you know, it's pretty not cheap. It's not being affordable to the target population that you are providing the, you know, goods and services for. So you look for what is affordable, what they can buy, right? And ask them those questions and validate your market. And I think that one of the good things that, you know, the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment, they do have the business.government.nz. So you can go there and get download a template, which is also called business plan template. So we just have like, it's kind of have some terms that you might not understand. If you find so hard, if you couldn't understand, a CAP is a good choice. And even you can ask, you know, ARCC for, you know, if they do come across someone who can help them out, right? Or mentor you, you know, if you are running something pretty cool, right? Then you want to employ, you know, your own community or employ, you know, self-employment is very good. And it's also creating jobs, right? And small businesses do, you know, pretty well with, you know, doing something as a provide services, good, right? And the question yourself is, you know, you should be ready for it and you should be ready to face things and, you know, and just look for, you know, CAP to ask for what is SWOT, because, you know, sometimes it's pretty hard to run SWOT, but I do prefer to tell you that do like analyze yourself, analyze your business from a third person perspective. It's kind of a thing that you are not a business owner, but you are a consumer. What would you think about providing the service, right? What would be your weakness and what would be your strength, right? Look at yourself so you could, you know, see that where the gaps are. If you can fill those gaps, that you would know, you know, what to do next, right? So, which is pretty awesome. If you do know what to do next, that's the clear mind that you wanted to get there, right? So, make sure you dust it. And then, you know, you have to choose a business name, right? Because every businesses were registered to companies office in New Zealand, right? Which is, you know, you can do that online, right? But you have to check your business name. You either can check it on one check, right? It's just a good tool, right? Remember, it's one check. It's O-N-E and then check, right? And it's one check. You can go and Google, even Google about how to, you know, check for the availability of a business name. Because, unfortunately, I cannot use Coca-Cola anymore because Coca-Cola is already being used, right? And it's also saves some kind of issues if you use, you know, very similar name. I can say, oh, Coca-Cola branded, right? So to be honest, it's not that easy, right? But look forward for what is available as a business name, which is not, you know, deceptive. Deceptive means, you know, it could say, you know, I could tell you that I'm selling something that's pretty much like, you know, Coca-Cola brand, and I'm telling, you know, that I'm selling a soft drink, but unfortunately I'm not, right? So, which is called deceptive marketing, so which is very much against the Fair Trading Act. So, which means, you know, the policies were preventing people to not use other people's terms. So that's why you have to be pretty careful about choosing your business name. Choose a good business name and check with it, you know, one check, and then you have to do is reserving your name. Right? Make yourself good. So, you know, prepare yourself. So, you know, you said ask people as well. You know, it's better to ask people, right? And also, you know, look for what is available in a web domain and even at social media, whether they're, you know, whatever the name that you choose, whether it's available on social media, because you have to make social media accounts as well, right? Be futuristic, work for the future, right? Social media is the next stage now, right? And choose a business structure. So, which is what people, you know, find so hard to choose a business structure, because there's too many structures that you can choose to. But remember, you know, I would really prefer you start as a sole trader and then you can change your structure from sole trader to a partnership or company. But most often people do choose, you know, limited or, you know, and select as a sole trader and hold those shares within themselves before they even, you know, put investors or shareholders even sell their shares. Right? And, you know, because it's very different, right, to, you know, government, because you know, even because some of the structures, you know, they might have very different, you know, motivation. And sometimes you might not be running a business, you might be running a charity, right? Because sometimes people have, you know, good heart and they just want to say, right, I want to run things, but the profit goes to somewhere. So it's also complicated because sometimes social enterprise, because, you know, that concept is very strictly new, right? And there is no legislation over it as a social enterprises. Social enterprises, mostly they reserve themselves as, you know, limited, but they, you know, have a limited based on constitution. So they write the constitution and they just put something in their constitution, or like a document, right, that does say that this is what the company is, this is what the company is going to do, and this is how things are running. Right, as a structure. And it's better to have a good structural overview. Just ask someone who is professional, even go to CAP, or you could just find some, you know, business advisors or even business mentors who have been running businesses and ask them whether they could give you, you know, a run through, right? It's kind of a proofreading, right? They just read it through and find out, you know, what sort of things that you are lacking and what sort of things that you have to do. And registering a company is pretty easy, right? Being honest, it's pretty easy, right? So how you can do that is, you know, you have to have a Realme login. So Realme is pretty much, you might have already know if you are accessing, you know, doing all the inland revenue or the major bugs with the government, you know about Realme accounts, and you do, you know, login with the Realme and then go and, register your company. So the first thing that people do is they reserve the name as soon as that they, you know, they check the name whether it's available, because just to make sure it's available or not, and they reserve the name. And then second thing that they do is that, you know, after reserving their name, they go into, you know, registering or incorporating the whole company. Incorporate it if you feel like you are stronger, you want to go with it and just incorporate it. And then you have to do is getting a business number. Right, so New Zealand business number is very unique, right? And it is also come with NZBN. It's a very unique, you know, unique number for your own businesses, right? And it's also make it easier for, you know, businesses to, you know, just make sure that things are right, and then they would like look forward and say, all right, you are a company and you does have that or does have that. Right, and it's completely free, and register for the New Zealand business number, and, you know, and make sure that you got the name right and you got the incorporation right, and get an incorporation certificate so you can, you know, incorporate your company and you get a business certificate so you could use it, right? And do that, and as soon as that you got your company name, that, you know, if you are running online, because, you know, yes, people, this is people decides. If you wanted to have a website, so you have to find a domain, right? So which is like, you know, the www.business.government.nz, which is a domain. So you might need to look for a domain that's not available, and you have to buy them off, right? Because there's a lot of domain sellers that you can buy it off. And also, you know, make sure you check everything's pretty good and there's no violation and everything was pretty all right. And then you can straight ahead incorporate it and get an incorporation certificate. And with the certificate, you can start running a company, right? Start selling products, right? Selling everything. And also request in the meantime to IRD, because, you know, people, every businesses, they do have their own inland revenue, you know, tax code and, you know, tax number. Right, IRD number. So look for that IRD number, apply for it, right? Because you have to get an IRD number, just because you have to pay a GST, right? Which is what, you know, mostly 15%, right? So 15% of what your sales is go to goods and service tax. It go back to the government, foreign. And if you are making more than $70,000, I think $70,000 to $90,000, that if you are making that much money, you can claim your GST back, right? And most often, you know, people do run major businesses, they just claim their GST back as they are pouring back into the money. And, you know, it's just a moving money or moving economy, right? And do that as well. And the major thing that I always talk about, you know, businesses is, you know, looking into what sort of regulation is compliant New Zealand. look for Compliant New Zealand. You can search it on online. Just go to Compliant New Zealand. So you can find the website and, you know, you could find all the information that you needed about compliance. What sort of things that you have to look for? Because you might be importing stuff. Let's say that there are some spices from Sri Lanka, which is not available. So you might be a trader, or you might be, say, spices from Middle East, right? Maicon cheese spices are not available here. So I'm going to import it. So look for those compliance, because there's a lot of bias career regulations, you know, how this should be processed and how that's a human safe products, right? How this declared as a human safe product, because most of the food products you would see that they do have like thingy that they always use, right? It's pretty much like, you know, the ISO back in my country. It's kind of a national certificate to say that it's, you know, it's consumable. Because sometimes people, they do have a very nasty stories about how goods and products were, right? And one of the stories that I learned was, you know, the usage of iridium and, you know, even arsenic in some of the beauty products during 1860s. And they have used it, and it's also caused cancer. So they later found out that it has been, you know, causing cancer. So which is a major concern for most of the government, just to say whether it's safe to use, whether it's, especially with cosmetics and stuff. Cosmetics is going to MedSafe, so which is medically safe to apply. So which is, you know, cosmetics and drugs, the, you know, the pharmaceutical drugs, right? So they go into, you know, MedSafe to get government approval to import the whole thing around. Even textiles and stuff, they also have to be clarified for what sort of substance that has been used, right? And they always do the testing, right? And they, you know, it's biosecurity regulations even, you know, seeds, any form of foods, even dry foods, even, you know, non-dry foods, you know, how they are processed and how they are, you know, regulated, and whether they have a biosecurity, you know, causing infections or causing harm to the population and even a harm to the environment and stuff. They always look into it. Just go to the, you know, compliance and find out whether you just have everything that you needed. And also do the intellectual property, because, you know, one of the thing that I always talk about is intellectual property in New Zealand. So you can go in, just do a preliminary check, or you can get advice from intellectual property office as well, right? And mark, you know, get a trademark registration. It's like, I think it's like $140 to $180 or something, that you could get, you know, the compliance registration. And if you get, you know, some compliance being regulated, or, you know, registered, you know, for the trademark and stuff, right? And you compliance with the legal regulations for intellectual property, right? And not violating on, you know, something as someone something, because I know the dove, we have the, you know, the flying dove, right? The flying bird. And sometimes, you know, people just say they put a flying bird and they might violate someone's intellectual property. So just look at, you know, how you can be unique. Your design had to be unique to get a trademark approval, right? If you got it, which is pretty cool, right? And because it stays for a longer time. And even patent, right? If you have a pretty cool idea, just patent yourself. Go to intellectual property. Patents are like valid for 20 years, up to 20 years. So, you know, your patent, you know, which is much more better, just because, you know, if you find it harder, there is like the people, I think it's someone, you know, even as a third party, they does, you know, the patent work as well. And there's these companies who can do that job for you, right? If you find things very harder to do so, right? And these are available to you as a tool, right? And look into those regulations and, you know, before registering your company and, you know, making sure everything is right. And as soon as you registered, you get your, you know, IRD and apply for GST, and you'll get, you know, it's pretty much like, you know, getting everything sorted. And then over time, it's very important for you as, you know, you have to, you know, look for something, right? Just because sometimes it's pretty harder to, you know, it's pretty harder to just being honest. It's pretty hard to push business. So if you find harder, there is ANZ Bank who offer, you know, a startup fund. We can get some startup fund, or you could get, you know, loans that if you want it. And even, you know, I think that the Minister of Social Development also provides self-employment loans or, you know, support that they provide if you are going into self-employment, right? So there's a lot of support that's provided even with the government. And there's non-governmental organizations also provide money, right? There's a Kickstarter and a Pledge Me as well, a crowdfunding website that you can, you know, get some money to start something, right? And there's awesome things, you know, all around yourself that you can utilize into. We will talk about how you, you know, you've done everything, you register your company, and how you look for what's next and what sort of things that you have to always look for. And I really wanted to listen to this song. And I think that it's a song about, you know, too good to say goodbye, right? And I think that it's pretty cool song. So let's you hear it, and then we will come back.
To you, even when I mean the most to you, in case you go and leave me in the dirt. When every time you hurt me, the less that I cry, and every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry, and every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye. Too good at goodbye. I know you're thinking I'm heartless. I know you're thinking I'm cold. I'm just protecting my innocence. I'm just protecting my soul. I'm never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me. Cause every time I open up it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you, in case you go and leave me in the dirt. But every time you hurt me, the less that I cry, and every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry, and every time you it's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye.
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 The way that you see me cry.
The way that you see me cry.
I'm way too good at tears dry, and every time you
Yeah, you're back online. It's 104.6 and Planet FM, and this is Reset Radio from all our Ottawa Reset Community Coalition. And we are almost like very close to 5:50 now, so we just gonna be signing off very soon. So just to be feedback, if you need more information, just we always look for your CC and you can ask anyone for help. And the things that we talked about is look out for the capital gain tax. You know, if you are even a business owner, you know, property owner, if you're even someone, you know, owning shares, intellectual property, everything going to be taxed, you know, over capital, right? And capital gain, right? And then looked out for, you know, how to start a company, and then always you can check back to the, you know, Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment, which is also have a business.government.nz, and just have all the steps that you needed to register a company, right? Important things is taxation, regulations, compliance. They do have a website called Compliant Matters, right? Go and use the tool and find out what you have to fill in, what sort of regulations is up there that you have to sort it out. And always the struggle is running a big set afterwards because you launched in and you wanted to make sure it's smoothly going in, right? So that's the major issue. So just make sure that, you know, that you are, you know, you can run it and be motivated about it, right? And motivation is very important, right? And, you know, motivate yourself, right? And I think that that's what the good message is, motivating yourself, right? Motivate yourself, and, you know, and it's pretty good if you, you know, push yourself harder, and then just put yourself harder and, you know, look out for what next, and look out to motivate yourself. Find someone as a good business mentor and, you know, ask them, talk to them, and talk to your consumers. Getting consumer feedback is very good, right? And, you know, talk to people, right? Which is what, you know, is business have to do, is interact with your consumers so you would know what they are expecting, what you can change, right? And it's important as having a passion and also continuously run, and don't lose yourself. Make changes all the time. Make changes. Don't worry about making a change, and don't worry about making a mistake. So, which is what the greatest message ever. Don't worry about making a mistake. Always start up, and you have the heart to push forward. So always push forward. And we are very close to closing time, and we will see you next week with Gowluck here, right? And hope you guys, we have a fresh topic, right? So don't worry about capital gains. I know that you're gonna be worried about capital gains. Just don't worry about it now. So, you know, just look out for it, and I'm pretty sure that we will be fine. We will always get through things, right? So let's finish off with the, you know, with the songs from One Direction, The Little Things.
Fits in mine like it's made just for me, but bear this in mind, it was meant to be. And I'm joining up the dots with the freckles on your cheeks, and it all makes sense to me. I know you've never loved the crinkles by your eyes when you smile. You've never loved your stomach or your thighs, the dimples in your back at the bottom of your spine, but I love them endlessly.
That was our show for this week.
Take care until next Saturday, same time, 10 to 5, on Planet FM 104.6.
And on the web, www.planetaudio.org.nz/resetterradio.